Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you the last 2 days here this week how to meet your wife's emotional needs. I talked about husbands and wives that live together and yet they don't relate well with each other at all. They are living under the same roof and yet because of peer pressure or maybe their church affiliation, they don't separate and life goes miserably on. You know, what happened? Why are things like that? And there's a lot of answers to that. But I have noticed over the years in meeting many people that there are husbands and wives that don't communicate well at all. Oh, yes, they talk to each other, but they lack the skills of communicating very important feelings and emotions and love to one another. And I shared with you already, I'm going to outline for you listeners there, the emotional needs that a wife has and how you as a husband can meet them. And we started on that. The first one that I spoke about yesterday was affection. That is a primary emotional need to a wife, affection. What am I talking about when I talk about affection? Well, it's the glue in a marriage relationship. It's what speaks loudly to a wife, that there is security and protection and comfort and approval coming for her husband, coming from her husband, I mean to say, sorry. And what are those ways? How can we as husbands show affection to our wife? Well, I talked about giving her a hug, put an arm on her shoulder, arm around her waist, leaving notes for her around the house where she'll find them as she goes about her work, and opening doors for her, washing dishes for her, asking her what you can do to help her at a time when she's very busy. When she comes home from grocery shopping, help carry the groceries into the house. Hold her hand while you're walking down the street. Give her a back rub. Rub her shoulders. Tell her how much you appreciate. Lots of things. Her cooking. Just her womanly touch in the house. Things that you appreciate. Do things for her. When you see something that needs to be done that you can do, and even though she usually does it, do it for her. Talk to her. Ask her what she likes or dislikes. And it'll open your eyes of understanding as to what makes her tick. But show her affection. Like I said, affection is the glue in a marriage relationship. Well, this morning I want to talk about another emotional need that wives have. And that has to do with intimate conversation. And again, I'm not talking about a physical relationship here. A woman desires to be with the man who cares deeply about her and for her, whether it's a wife or another woman. A woman desires to be with the man who cares deeply about her and for her. And when she sees this kind of care, she feels close to him. And that is an important ingredient in a marriage relationship. Since intimate conversation is one of the most important ways that a man communicates that care to a woman, intimate conversation and affection are inseparably entwined. In the same way that affection needs to be a daily part of a married life, so intimate conversation also needs to continue regularly. There isn't a single emotional need that can be met without requiring conversation in one way or another. Additionally, conversation is important in marriage for everyday problem solving and conflict resolution. Marriage is a partnership that requires mutual agreement on scores of issues if it is to be successful. And those of you that are married know that. It's a partnership. It requires mutual agreement on loads of issues if it is to be successful. Many conflicts and common problems can be resolved only if couples are skilled in talking to each other. There's another reason that conversation is important in marriage, and that is that it meets a basic emotional need for most women. Okay? That fact is not understood well by most men. The fact is, most women enjoy talking. However, as husbands and wives, it needs to be intimate conversation. And listen carefully now, okay? A wife is very likely to stay in love with a husband who is an expert at talking to her about her personal feelings, past experiences, present activities, and plans for the future. That, folks, is intimate conversation. I'm going to repeat that. Listen carefully. A wife is very likely to stay in love with a husband who is an expert at talking to her about her personal feelings, her past experiences, her present activities, and her plans for the future. When she has an opportunity to express her concerns and consider her options, she cannot resist him. That's a proven fact. I want to read a quote from a Christian marriage counselor who has had years of experience in this area. He says this: the first emotional need met in most affairs is intimate conversation. Conversation about her feelings, past experiences, her present activities, and her plans for the future. That's intimate conversation, husbands. Intimate conversation. What are her feelings? How's she feeling about that? Maybe it's something she saw. Maybe it's something someone said. The list goes on and on. How did it make her feel? You find out. Ask her. How about some of the things that happened in the past, her present activities, and her plans for the future? That's intimate conversation. You need to learn how to engage in that. And I cannot overemphasize the importance of this emotional need that our wives have. Husbands, we need to learn how to talk to our wife about these matters. Ask her questions to learn what her feelings are about many various subjects and the things she faces every day. Ask her how her day went. Take genuine interest in the things in her life. You'll be amazed at what it will do for your relationship. Talk about and ask her questions about her present activities, things that happened in the past, and her ideas and plans and goals for the future. Listen to her concerns. What are those things that concern her? And learn why those things concern her. Perhaps you need to be concerned with her too. And husbands, when you listen to your wife sharing her heart with you on various subjects, and you show genuine interest and care for her heart in all those things that are important to her, believe me, your marriage will blossom. A woman, a wife, cannot resist a man who genuinely shows that kind of interest in her feelings, her interests, her well-being, and her life. It gives her a tremendous sense of security, protection, and comfort and approval. I know that it's quite likely that many of you men out there are not having those intimate conversations with your wife that I just talked about. If you are, very likely you and your wife are deeply in love and are enjoying your marriage to the hilt. But if you're like most men, you're not doing this. And I beg you, husbands, to hear my heart. The well-being of your marriage depends on these areas that I'm discussing. Please, don't delay. If you're not doing it, make an immediate choice to get involved with your wife in this area of intimate conversation. I guarantee you it will transform your marriage. Try it. Put me to the test. I know that you and your wife will enjoy the results. Well, I'm going to leave off there for today. I want you to consider what I've shared with you, and tomorrow we'll share more on this need of intimate conversation with your wife. The Lord bless you, and I challenge you again, if you're not doing it, I challenge you to get started. Make an immediate choice. Don't just talk about it. Don't just think about it. Do it. Take action. Do it. It will transform your marriage. I guarantee you it will. God bless you today and always.